الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Moving on to Surah Al-Inshiqaq and taking a few words, ayat and meanings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some passages from this Surah to understand just a portion of the meanings or the goals and objectives of this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah by speaking about the signs of the Day of Judgment, by speaking about the occurrences and the events that will unfold on that day. And we spoke about some of these signs, some of these events already in the surahs that came before. So the ayat that we'll take today, inshallah ta'ala, are the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He says, Ya ayyuhal insanu, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the account, the questioning, and the reckoning that will take place. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about every person being called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then being held responsible for his actions and asked and reckoned for everything that he's come with in this world. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. He says, O mankind, you are returning towards your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala with deeds and actions, a sure returning. You will be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions in a hadith on Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an, on Ubad ibn Samit, on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says, Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. That whoever loves or really hopes or wishes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love to meet him. And whoever dislikes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dislike to meet him. So every single person, without fail, will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Yawm al-Qiyamah is where every single person will be held account for everything that they've done in this world. Allah jalla wa'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, as for those people who will be given their record in their right hand. And we spoke about some of the statements of the Sahaba who said that these scrolls will fall from the sky. And naturally, without being able to choose, without being given an option, you would catch your scroll depending upon how we lived in this life. So Allah Jalla wa'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. As for those people who carry, or rather catch, their scrolls with their right hands, He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will be people whose accounting will be extremely easy. There'll be people whose accounting or whose reckoning or whose questioning or this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be extremely easy. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there won't be any person who goes through the accounting. There will be no person on earth who goes through the accounting except illa halak, except he'll be destroyed. Every person that goes through the accounting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every person that's going to be questioned about their deeds, every person that has to look for excuses to try to justify or to try to bring some kind of way to Allah to forgive them for their actions when they're presented to him, when he's asked by Allah Jalla wa'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every single person that goes through this is going to get destroyed. So Aisha says, radiyallahu anha, she says, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what about the statement of Allah Jalla wa'ala, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. What about this ayah that Allah Jalla wa'ala says, that we just spoke about now, that those who carry or those who catch their scrolls in their right hands, that they're going to have an extremely easy reckoning. or their meeting with Allah, their accounting for their good deeds and their bad deeds is going to be extremely easy. What about this? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Dhaak al-ard." This is not accounting. Because the accounting on Yawm al-Qiyamah is of two types. Al-ard, whereby a person will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah jalla wa'ala will present good deeds and bad deeds to the servant of Allah jalla wa'ala. And Allah jalla wa'ala will mention the good deeds, and He will mention the bad deeds. But the ard, this presentation of good deeds and bad deeds, is not done to humiliate a person, nor is it done to destroy the person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man nuqish al-hisab, udhib." That the one who is asked now to retaliate and to respond, and the one who is now asked to bring excuses, the one who is now squeezed by Allah jalla wa ala in a form to humiliate him, to really see why he's fallen into these deeds, this person is going to be punished. So he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first group of people, they'll meet Allah jalla wa ala, their deeds are presented to them, the good deeds and the bad deeds are presented to them, but these are people that will fall in the category of having an easy reckoning. But what is this presentation? Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he gave us a hadith from Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, who says, "Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul," I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present the deeds to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fayaqul, He will say to them, "Ata'rifu them kada, ata'rifu them kada." Do you not know that you committed this sin? Do you not know that you committed this sin? Fayaqul, so the slave will say, "Na'am ya Rabbi." He will say, "Yes, O my Lord. Yes, I've committed this sin." Hatta idha qarrarahu bidhunubihi wa ra'a fi nafsihi annahu halak. Until he sees all of his sins and he's affirmed that he's committed these sins and he thinks he's going to be destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, "Satartuha alayka fi dunya wa ana aghfiruha laka al-yawm." I covered and I concealed these sins for you on the earth, but on this day I have forgiven you for all of these sins. On this day, I have forgiven you for all of these sins. فَيُعْطَى كِتَابَ حَسَنَاتِهِ. Then he will be given all of his good deeds in his book. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the first type of accounting is for the righteous and the pious servants of Allah jalla wa'ala. Their deeds will be presented to them, their good deeds and their bad deeds. But they will not be asked to defend them. They'll not be asked to try to look for justifications. They'll think they're going to be destroyed. They will affirm they committed these good deeds and bad deeds. But Allah Jalla wa'ala, just like how He covered them in the dunya, He would forgive them all on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And not a single person on the Day of Judgment will be able to see these bad deeds, except for the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla wa'ala will forgive him for everything. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's not a single person that will go through the accounting except that he's finished, except that he's destroyed. She says, "Ya Rasulullah, what about the statement, 'فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا'" What about this ayah? Those who get their scrolls in their right hands and they will find an easy reckoning. This is exclusive for the people that Allah jalla wa'ala loves. That Allah jalla will present the good deeds and bad deeds, but He will not want a response. Nobody want a defense. Nobody want any justification. He has already concealed and covered them up in this dunya, and He's already promised the servant of Allah forgiveness in the akhirah. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala in this same surah regarding these people, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. This person, after he hears that Allah has forgiven him for all of his sins, he'll return to his family masrura, extremely happy. Some of the scholars of Islam, they explain this. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ إِنِّي ظَلَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَ فِي جَنَّةٍ عَالِيَ. He will look to his family members. Allah has told him that all of his sins are forgiven. Allah has told him that all of his sins are concealed. Allah has told him that he does not need to defend the sins that he's come with. Allah's already promised him forgiveness, promised him paradise. So he returned to his family, who looked to his family, who looked for the people that he could recognize. He looked for his loved ones, he looked for his mother, his father, for his brothers, his sisters, his companions that he lived this world with. And he would return to them extremely happy. And he would say to them, look, I've passed. He would get his scroll in his right hand and on it to be imprinted in Jannah. And he would say, look, I've passed. I've gone into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me. I've got no trouble. I've got no accounting. I've got no punishment. I've got nothing from the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this has been promised for the people that Allah jalla wa ala loves. May Allah jalla wa ala make us from them. Ameen. And this is the meaning, O brothers and sisters in Islam, of the dua, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna. Though Allah, you are the one who loves to forgive. Not just forgive, but to conceal, to hide. Not to expose a person. And to forgive a person's sins. So the person says, as Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, the Prophet ﷺ says, fa'fu anni, so forgive me, conceal my sins, don't expose me to anybody, and make my sins erased, forgive them entirely, and transform them into good deeds. All of these meanings are found in this dua that the servant of Allah asks Allah for forgiveness for, in particular in the last 10 nights and the last odd nights of the month of Ramadan. But then he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسُورًا إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّا يَحُورًا. Until the end of the surah. He says, as for those people who get their scrolls behind their backs. So we are told, they also will get their scrolls in their left hands. And their left hands will be tied behind their backs as if though they are prisoners. Behind their backs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. He would invoke, he would ask Allah to destroy him. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. And he shall be placed into a blazing fire that is burning. And he will taste the burning of the fire. He was somebody that was with in this world with his family. He was joyous and he used to be bragging about things and arrogant. But on that day, he will be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he thought he would never be able to come back and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. Who are these people? These people are not just the disbelievers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not just the munafiqun, the hypocrites. They're not just the Ahlul Kitab or the polytheists or the disbelievers of Allah Jalla wa'ala. But from them will be a group of believers. And this group of believers are believers that will be questioned on the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them. They'll be believers, they'll be questioned. They'll be held accounted, accountable for their actions. And they'll be asked to bring a justification. They will look to challenge. They'll look to justifications, excuses for committing sins. These are people, some of the ulama of Islam mention, that fell into major sins and didn't ask Allah Jalla wa'ala for forgiveness. Or they left their obligations. Or they didn't make the most of opportunities in the year, in their lifetimes, to worship Allah, to ask for forgiveness. These are people that carried with them great sins that they didn't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from them. Ameen. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wa barakallahu feekum. Wa sallallahu salam nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi jma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.